Americans use nearly 450 billion gallons of water a day. One way or another, much of it goes right down the drain. All of that water eventually ends up in the same place, the sewer. As part of our Dirty Work series, NPR's Jack Speer traveled to Cincinnati to find out who has the unenviable job of keeping the sewers flowing and to walk a mile in their hip boots.
America's perception of sewer workers is largely defined by one 1950s-era television show. It starred a young comedian named Jackie Gleason and his sidekick, Art Carney, who worked in the sewer.
I don't understand it, Norton. Every time I come to see you in a sewer, you're running a celebration of some kind. If I ever did that on my job, I'd be fired in a minute. How do you get away with it?
They don't dare fire us. Who are they going to get to replace us?
One of the misconceptions that people have, you know, when you tell them where you work is that you're Norton from the Honeymooners.
Henry Chapman is sort of the unofficial ambassador for the Metropolitan Sewer District of Greater Cincinnati, or MSD as they like to call it. He's a congenial middle-aged man who handles tours and educational programs. We are at a key place in the sewer system where drainage pipes come together.
If something happens, women and children go out first.
The city of Cincinnati has around 3,000 miles of sewers. The large pipe we're standing in at the moment is spewing an unsavory greenish-brown mix.
We're standing in a combination of water, human waste, and urine.
Now, what's that bubbling over there?
More than likely, that's just a air pocket underneath the sewer that's relieving itself. A lot of things relieve themselves into this thing. Sort of a little potty humor there.
Inside the sewer, the smell isn't as bad as you might think, though walking in the knee-deep murky water is a bit of a challenge. Sediment and rocks line the bottom of the aging pipe. There are some areas where the ceiling is crumbling and water drips from above. However, the real danger lies below. You don't know where to plant your feet and you don't want to fall down.
If you look here, here's a car part that obviously got washed down. You know, and there's all kinds of stuff down here.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're all right! We'll be back!
We go about 500 feet into the darkened pipe, then turn back, our flashlight beams playing over 100-year-old brickwork. Along for this trip is Jack Murray, a fairly quiet guy. His job is to clean out the grates at the end of the sewer pipes. He says over the years he's found some pretty interesting things.
Bicycles, tires. Every once in a while, you might find a door floating down through here hung up on the grating.
Any goldfish?
No.
That's it.
We emerge unscathed from our trip into the sewer. We didn't see any alligators or bodies either, though these guys will tell you stories about both. Next, we go to see where all this dirty water's heading. The Mill Creek Treatment Plant, the city's first, opened in 1959. When the nation was just starting to wake up to the idea it was important to treat sewage rather than simply dump it into rivers and streams. At the plant, huge metal rakes move through the water, removing things that have to be taken out before treatment can begin.
This area here is used for taking out all of the inorganic stuff that we can't treat biologically. In other words, sticks, basketballs, baseballs.
Here at the plant, the wastewater is treated in huge tanks. After it's cleaned, it will go into the river. Dave Campbell, a senior plant operator, has spent 25 years here, a serious guy wearing a blue and white checked button-down shirt with pens in the pocket. He says there are dangerous elements to his job. He talks about the time he fell into a tank one winter when he slipped on a patch of ice. But he says modern equipment has made many of the jobs here much easier now.
We used to have belt presses that would literally take the sludge after we'd separate the water, and you would squeeze the solids out. But we have centrifuges now, which do the same thing. They just spin the water out.
And it's clear workers here are extremely safety conscious. One of the guys who suits up to do some of the dirtiest jobs at this plant, including jumping into pits full of sewage to staunch leaks, is Rusty Phelps. Dressed in his regular blue uniform, Phelps, a self-described neat freak, talks nonstop about some of the things he's seen and done on the job here, all the while furiously scribbling in a notebook.
I got a little air hole in that pipe back there. I was going to just write it down.
Phelps is a 22-year veteran, a Cincinnati native. He says he gets the most satisfaction from how the industry has evolved over the years. for example, he remembers the old days when the nearby creek the treatment plant is named for was heavily polluted.
They've actually cracked down on all these companies dumping in stuff illegally, channeling it into here, that creek actually, it sustains life now.
Other workers agree. They look at themselves as environmentalists, improving people's quality of life. And some of the jobs pay well. According to federal statistics, a sewer inspector with above a high school diploma can make over $60,000 a year. However, Henry Chapman jokes he took the job to meet girls.
I guess in the old days I was an environmentalist because it was the, quote, hip thing to do. You know, if you wanted to get next to the little hippie girl down the street, you could become an environmentalist and she would love you, and then you could run off to Woodstock together. And I got involved because it was a great job. And then all of a sudden, as time has rolled through here, I've actually gained a true concern for the environment.
Cincinnati has had its problems with its aging sewer system, running afoul of federal regulators because in some instances heavy rain and runoffs have overwhelmed the system. But the city says it's working with the government to update its sewers. And while Chapman and the other workers here may wisecrack, you can see to them their jobs have meaning.
I'm doing something down here that I love to do. It's so much easier, too, to go with the flow. That's sort of a sewage joke.
Jack Speer, NPR News, in Cincinnati.